This is the Thundering Herd on ESPNRadio.com. Brought to you by TiVo, the best way to find, record, and watch TV. Now gets the best movies, too. Now, the Thundering Herd with Colin Cowherd on ESPNRadio.com.
Again, I'm not saying NBA refs are racist. I'm not saying it. I am saying if a study came out calling you a racist, wherever you are this morning, Atlanta, Buffalo, Los Angeles, a study comes out calls you a racist, and you have concrete data that proves I, a dog, you'd make sure that data got out. Confidentiality agreement or not, you'd make sure it leaked. The Herd on ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, study that white refs call more fouls on blacks. It's an academic study, two Ivy League guys, 13 years, found that the racial makeup of a three-man officiating crew affected calls by a tiny percent. The study cited in the New York Times article is wrong, says the NBA. We did our own study, and we would release it if it wasn't for a confidentiality agreement with the officials. Okay, that's what I don't buy. As I said at the top of the show, listen, don't tell me that you have a study that you did on the same thing that disputes this completely, and yet you won't release it to defend yourself. Confidentiality agreements would be only as confidential as your refs wanted them to be. If refs were called racists, they would be more than willing to allow some of that study out to defend themselves. Maybe that happens, maybe it doesn't. I am in no way saying NBA refs, because it's a tiny percentage. I mean, the interesting thing about this study is what it shows over the course of a game. It's 0.12 to 0.20 more fouls per game when the number of white refs officiating a game increases from 0 to 3. Now, some of you have called and said, well, obviously there's more fouls on black guys. The NBA's got mostly black players. That's not the study. So just don't call an email. Some of you just aren't going to be able to grasp this. We get it. It's okay. You're not bad people. This is what I'm saying today. If you're not sure exactly what it means, sit back and enjoy the show. What it's saying is, more whites reffing, more calls on blacks. If the officiating crew has a higher percentage of black refs, fewer calls on black players. Now, some have said, well, Colin, couldn't you make the argument that maybe black referees are more lenient on the black players? Well, I guess. Sure, why not? Let me just say this first. All those mean, terrible, racist white referees. Well, Wilt Chamberlain never fouled out of a game. Michael Jordan was almost never in foul trouble. Either was Magic Johnson or the overtly aggressive Karl Malone. So NBA refs have a lot of agendas, perhaps. Their number one agenda has always been protect the superstar. And you and I don't need a study from Ivy League guys to figure that puppy out. NBA superstars have always been protected in this league. John Stockton, Magic, Barkley, Michael, Dr. J, Wilt. Always. So, yeah, the NBA refs clearly do have an agenda. That one I know for sure. The racist one we can argue about for days. The superstar being protected one, and nobody's arguing over that. Superstars get the calls, always have. This study was done by a couple of Ivy League guys over 13 years. I want to throw a couple of things out at you. Just sit back and listen. I did some homework on this morning. I remember reading a story, and I asked Amanda to go look up this story. I read a story years ago where NFL teams wearing black uniforms had more penalties called on them. Why? Because the color black, cars, clothes, color black. Remember in the old cowboy movies? Bad cowboy wore the black hat. Black is seen as a more aggressive color. That's a fact. In fact, Amanda went and looked up today the study, and sure enough, I was right. Two researchers found that in the NHL, God, I'm talking hockey, and the NFL, that teams that wore black uniforms had more penalties called on them. Teams with black uniforms are overwhelmingly likely to rank near the top of their leagues in penalties. If the team switches from a black uniform to a different color, the amount of penalties goes down. That's their findings. referees are also likely to associate the color black with evil or aggressiveness. Well, that's true, obviously. When you guys go out on a date or you're going drinking with the boys, you don't wear a pink shirt. You don't wear a yellow shirt. You don't wear a beige shirt. What do you wear? Going out with a hot girl, going out drinking with the boys. Wear dark colors. Makes us feel a little more manly, a little more aggressive. And clearly this study proves black is seen as a color. It's more aggressive. I mean, when you go to Hawaiian vacation, do you wear black? No. You wear yellow and beige and colors you'd never wear on a date. Why? Because you feel laid back. So clearly colors, this is inarguable, clearly colors affect how people see us and how we feel ourselves. I mean, that's not disputable. And this study proves it. Dark uniforms, more penalties. So now, with that knowledge, is it possible to believe, because of images presented and colors, that a tiny, tiny percentage of the time, tiny, 0.12, that a referee, white guy, would call over the course of a game, not even one foul, like an eighth of a foul, over the course of a season, 13 seasons, on a black player? Well, he's a racist. Not necessarily. This study over 13 years shows a tiny percentage of bias. Is it possible much of that is image or color induced? Okay, you're not necessarily a racist if you're influenced by images and colors. You're human. I'll never forget watching something years ago on 2020. It's an ABC show. I think it was 2020 or, you know, one of those magazine shows. And the question was asked. They put a Caucasian and an African-American side by side in a picture. And they'd flash up the pictures. They would give you a split second to answer the question. And they'd bring in hundreds of people. And the question was asked, who's more likely to have committed a crime? And they brought in Latino people and white people and Asian people and black people. And you know what the study showed? White people did say the black image was more associated with the crime. That's terrible. But you know what the study also said? Black people thought the black person was more associated with the crime. Oh, well, what does that say? It says that because of years and years of images in the news and in the media, that all of us have certain biases and leanings based on the influence of media and images, just like advertising. I mean, you see an ad over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Pretty soon you're singing the jingle to the ad. You're driving to work. Where in the hell did I get this jingle? It's the 28 ads you saw. I mean, advertising works. You watch local news for 100 years, you see images over and over and over and over. We're all influenced. Doesn't make you racist, makes you human. You know, maybe this story is accurate. Maybe white refs do call more fouls on black players. Doesn't mean they're overtly racist. Years of images, colors affect how you and I react. Especially when you have to react like NBA refs quickly. Now, go, call it, boom, bang. In any job where you have to react immediately, go, 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 can't think, can't study, can't do research, go, call a foul, call this. Our subconscious plays a huge part in those decisions. In the NFL, black uniforms. NHL, black uniforms. Higher percentage of penalties. Are NHL refs sitting around going, I am out to get the black uniform? No! That color is associated perhaps with more aggressive behavior. Darth Vader didn't wear beige, folks. Darth Vader, what do you wear? Guns aren't beige. In the black sports car. A dark sports car. I mean, yeah, this is the reality of colors. Dark colors, more aggressive. So is it possible that images and have influenced refs to a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage over the course of time? Sure. Sure. Absolutely. Ben, you're in the herd on ESPN Radio. Ben.
Hey, Colin. What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Hey, this is just a possibility. I was just throwing it out there, but just from my experience growing up playing basketball, you know, I think if you took a poll around the league with black players, probably a large majority grew up and they learn their ball out on a street court, whereas probably a large majority of the white players, you know, grew up in a gym, learning their ball in a gym. So they might just have two different styles, and it could lead to the black players actually just fouling a little bit more than the white players.
Hey, listen, impossible. What you're saying is if you learn your basketball in the city, on the street, toughest guy wins. You're going to go to the hole. It's not a perimeter game. It's tough guys. Dwayne Wade, I'm going right to the basket. Suburb kid, white kid more often, shoots jumpers.
Definitely.
No, I'm just, who knows? I don't have an answer. I mean, this study proves one thing. You know, it's not like 29% of the time, white ref out to get black guy. The study doesn't show that. Over 13 years, there is a small percentage, a leaning toward a white ref, calling a foul on a black player more often because of skin color. I think it would be more image-induced. I'll never forget watching that study. And I think it was on ABC, 2020. I'll never forget watching that show where they would put images. It was a great show. It made you think. It's like our show does. We try to make you think. Where they put the black and the white guy up, and you had a quarter second to answer the question. Who committed the crime? Boom, black. But that's what black people answered as well. Which is why, it's what Latinos and Asians answered as well. So because of images throughout our media forever. I mean, ads work, images work, sometimes negatively. Mark, you're in the herd on ESPN Radio. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Colin, great show.
Thanks.
Hey, you know, I have to think that refs would be more inclined to have personal issues with certain players, and it'd be more of a personal thing as opposed to a situation with race. And also, there's so much missing information. I mean, you'd have to see how black referees would be against black players and how black referees would...
Well, the NBA apparently has done this study. And as I said at the top of the show, if their study refutes these guys' studies, why not release it? Well, we have a confidentiality agreement. Hooey. If somebody called you something negative, you would release the data even if you had a confidentiality agreement. You would release it. So the NBA has done the same study. They've come up with stuff. If it refutes this, let it out. Leak it out. Stuff always gets leaked. I mean, contracts were made to be broken. Confidentiality agreements are as confidential as both parties want them. This stuff always gets leaked. And last week in the NFL, a marijuana story got leaked. That was a confidentiality agreement, too. You see, salaries in the newspapers always get leaked. Nobody wants those out. I mean, do you think ESPN wants it known how much Chris Berman makes? Heck no, they don't. But it gets out because somebody's agent leaks it. Everything always gets out if somebody wants it leaked, and the leaker never gets busted. Whoa!